Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We return to the show here on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Drake Hills is with us, Nashville SC reporter for the Tennessean. He's had some games to cover. Unfortunately, the last time we had Drake on, it was during the whole uncertainty and the unfortunate COVID situation that prevented Nashville SC from participating in a tournament down in Orlando. But that's water under the bridge now. They've had a chance to play some games. And they're having some success. They had a draw last night against Orlando. Drake joins the show. Drake, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, guys. Is there a beef that I don't know about? It's been too long for me to get on the show. What's up with you guys?
Well, we need to get into this. Let's go. So, Drake, it's great to see the guys playing. They've had their moments here. Last night, a good surge in the second half to get even and come away with a point.
Right, and the first half was definitely not looking like getting away with a point. I'll tell you that right now. Just the uncertainty, and you could tell it was visible frustration from pretty much every player on the field. I mean, one time there was a time where, you know, Nashville was actually on top of the game, and Walker Zimmerman, one of their defenders, the center back had he had the ball and he was getting ready to play a ball to Alistair Johnson out wide to the right. And for some reason, there was just some miscommunication between Walker and Alistair, and Alistair wasn't able to handle the ball and allowed to go out of bounds. And it was yet another turnover off of in a situation where Orlando was yet to even close them down. They were uncontested, yet Nashville was still unable to put something together in attack. That was the theme of the first half in its entirety. The second half was drastically different. Just 2 minutes into the second half, Randall Leal, who has been leading Nashville in shots and shots on goal, gets his first goal in the league after coming from Saprissa in Costa Rica. So if you are Randall Leal and if you are Gary Smith, the head coach, you're quite pleased with how much of a quick turnaround Nashville can produce. And also it represents the quick turnaround that Nashville has had to go through as well. One game in the middle of the week, only on a day and a half's rest. They're going up against yet another tough opponent. And then just 2 days, 3 days later, they play once again, and they have to exude this top-level intensity, but also some quality as well, and the struggle to do so and the challenge to do so. So that this is a theme where, you know, say, hey, if you could just get some consistency, this is what I asked Gary Smith at the end. If you can get some consistency with the games at home, being able to be familiar with your situation, try to have some bit of a flow to your week, then you could produce some positive results. And we've seen that with Nashville SC starting last Sunday and then obviously last night against Orlando.
Drake, I would have to imagine that any team that hasn't played together a whole lot is going to have some moments that you're talking about where you're just not on the same page, you haven't built chemistry over a long period of time. But I'm curious, as you've observed, are they starting to carve out the role definition that a new team is searching for, where they start to know, here's the guy we want to go to when we need a goal. Here's how our flow of subs are going to go. You know, here's our rock bedrock on the back line. You know, these things that you have to find out. You only can find out by playing the games.
Right. I think there are a couple that are probably set in stone. If, like you said, you need that rock in the back line, that is Walker Zimmerman.
Right.
He is one of the best center backs in Major League Soccer, full stop. He is one of the best defenders and one of the best American defenders, someone who will line up for the U.S. men's national team, I would expect, in the next year or so, sometime in between there. So
exciting to think about when you
right.
get down to it, Drake.
Nashville.
I can't wait to say that's our guy. That's Nashville's guy playing for USA.
That will be Nashville SC's, you know, first cap in representing the club. And do I expect Dan Lovett to possibly be in that conversation at left back? Yeah, for sure. And so you have that set in stone, right? You also have, unfortunately for David Akam, it's looking like he's becoming more of that first sub off the bench if they need some spice in attack. And pretty much since, I want to say, the Dallas games, you know, going into the Atlanta game and then obviously Orlando and then playing Miami, he's been coming off the bench. And it's been Alex Mouille, it's been Alistair Johnston up at the right wing, and not David Akam, who started both games in March or in February and in March. So you're seeing some roles being taken to. But in terms of a guy who we need to get a goal from, that question is far from being answered for Nashville SC. You've got five players tied for one goal apiece, so there's nobody that's taking the reins there. It would mean Randall Leal adding to that. So there isn't one person right now for Nashville that's taken that boot by its bootstraps and tried to lace him up and say, hey, I'm going to be the guy. But like you said, I mean, there still is a lot of, games to be played. And I think the consistency is the ball has yet to really catch some momentum here. I think they're just now getting into a rhythm. We'll see what happens in September. September meaning at the end of this month, when there are hopeful some more games to be announced and Nashville can get a little bit more of a consistency in playing, because of right now, that question is just far from being answered.
Drake, as we learn about this team, I think as if you've been paying attention at all, you know that Zimmerman is going to be a part of that core for a long time. They're really high on him. They've committed to him contractually. Who else would be in that category that you think will be on this team as part of their early core that they're going to try to build around? Are there any other names that jump out to you?
I think personally, if you take a look at just who they got back there along with Walker Zimmerman, I would say Dave Romney is certainly with them as well. He's a left-footed center back, and those are difficult to find in terms of top quality. And once you get one, you don't really want to get rid of them, especially for someone like Dave Romney, who has shown that he can be just as effective not only in defense but also in set pieces. Although he is a defender, he plays with the ball at his feet like he plays a little bit further up the field. So he's a good passer of the ball. He can dribble. So he's got that knack as well. But also we saw at Orlando just about 8 days ago that he could score. He scored the goal for Nashville against Orlando, although it was a loss, but he was able to score off a header on a set piece, and that shows his ability in attack as well. When the ball is dead and there's going to be a free kick, so that someone like Dave Romney is certainly in that position. Although Dan Lovitz is 29 now, and he's certainly not the 24, 25 year old that he once was, but still he is still very much in his prime, in my opinion. And Dan Lovitz, as I mentioned earlier, is a U.S. men's national team consideration. And so I can see him staying in Nashville for quite some time. If you go further up the field, I certainly would keep in mind of maybe some of the guys who don't have that prowess, right? That big name like a Walker Zimmerman in MLS right now. I do personally like Brian Anunga. He's in his first year in MLS. He's not going to be a guy right now that's going to jump off the page. He's not going to be a guy right now that's going to be a sure shot in the starting lineup, but he has a ceiling that's pretty high up from where he is right now, and I could see him developing into at least being a reinforcement coming off the bench, if not eventually becoming a starter. He's only 24 years old, and so that creates a lot of a time for development as well. I would say in attack, you really have to take a look at the players that they already have. I'm not quite sure that there's one specific player who has the absolute for sure, this is their guy, other than we have to wait and see what Randall Leal and Hany Mukhtar are going to be. But if I were to pick those two, obviously right now it just looks like Randall has maybe immersed and got himself fit into the team just a little bit, although both of those players haven't really caught their mark yet. So if there are going to be players for Nashville SC that are going to stay, they're going to have an elongated career with Nashville, I will say that they're probably on the defensive side.
Drake Hills is with us from the Tennessean, and I'm glad that you kind of went down this road, because I was going to bring up Hany Mukhtar. Before I get into my question about him specifically, I think it's important to do a little soccer 101. He was the team's first designated player, and I have recently learned some of the terminology, as a lot of people are, going through this process with Nashville SC being new. Can you explain to our listeners exactly what a designated player means, what that means?
Right, of course. So a designated player is a particular signing on an MLS roster that is exceeding of a maximum budget charge for a particular player. So similar to the way the Titans and to the way that, you know, even the Preds, I mean, especially the Titans. If you're a big Titans fan, obviously you know about trying to sign free agents. You know about the situation this offseason with, you know, Jack Conklin. You had Derrick Henry. You had Ryan Tannehill. And trying to sign everybody, you know, you can't just give everybody all the money, right? You got a salary cap to stay under. It's the same thing with Major League Soccer with Nashville SC. However, in Major League Soccer, you can sign a player that can exceed a maximum budget charge, which is a cap usually in terms of the contract at a specific level, at a specific number that usually fluctuates each year. And so for Hani Mukhtar, being a designated player, his salary can exceed the maximum salary cap for a particular player because he is a designated player. Now there's a lot of different rules that I don't want to get into the weeds about different types of categories of money that you could use to make sure that a player is under that charge, or so it doesn't count, because you can only have three designated players on your active roster. So right now, Hani Mukhtar is confirmed as the one designated player for Nashville. Now, Nashville SC can use money to buy down other players' contracts so they can sign more players as good as Hani and may cost as much as Hani did in the, you know, $2 to $3 million range and still, you know, be in compliance with MLS rules. So without getting too much into the details, because I know that it gets really weird. I got to tell you, Chase, it gets really weird. But that's the setup right now. So Hani is if you sign a designated player, that's a big deal in Major League Soccer.
Right, and that was my understanding when I had the rule. John Freeman explained it to me as I try and learn, you know, more about MLS and Nashville SC. So with all that said, and you kind of mentioned it in answering Willie's question, Hani Mukhtar is one of those guys that hasn't quite gotten to the level that they're hoping that he gets to with this team yet, and some of it could be chemistry. Now, he was a part of the goal last night. He made a pretty big play with that. But what do you think needs to change with him? Is it just acclimation? The more games he plays, you're going to see him break through. He's going to score. He's going to be one of the go-to guys. What is it that you see with Hani Mukhtar?
He needs to play more games. He needs to be in a more consistent and more conventional system, and all of those are intangibles that he can't control. Trying to play in a regular season that is regular. You know, we're playing right now, or we're seeing from Major League Soccer, we are seeing a irregular Major League Soccer season. And that doesn't help players like Hani Mukhtar coming from Europe. He played for IF Brøndby in the Danish Super League, and you know, they're getting ready for their season. Their season doesn't start until September 13th because they're on the conventional schedule from, you know, fall to spring. So he's not used to – this is his first time playing in the summer. Not only that, he's playing in the South. Not only that, he's playing every 4 days. And not only that, he's having to get used to getting on flights and getting on buses just 6 or 7 hours before kickoff. And so he's struggling with that, and then rightfully so. Like everyone is in Major League Soccer, it isn't just, you know, privy to Hani's experience. I think it's Randall Leal's experience. It's Walker Zimmerman's experience. It's Alistair Johnson's experience. It's Daryl Dike from Orlando City's experience. This isn't just a Hani issue, but because he is a designated player for Nashville SC, and because he is the guy who would, you know, usually be pulling the strings in attack for Nashville, he has that extra limelight on him. And so for Hani, he just needs to play more. He needs to get in a more consistent environment and playing in a more healthy environment. Hopefully that means a little bit more rest between games. That means a little more training. But to get back to your question, Chase, I mean, so the current year right now and the DP maximum charge is just over $612,000. And that obviously he exceeds that in addition to his transfer cost, which is usually around $1.53 million. Those numbers, the reason why I'm mentioning those is because those numbers also kind of put him in a different limelight. So for Hani, he still has the opportunity to produce. He still has the opportunity to be the attacking guy, to be over the free kicks, to be taking penalties as he does for Nashville, and still be able to succeed. But I think we'll have to wait a little bit longer to see that.
Drake, great stuff. Thank you very much for lending your insight. We're all learning little by little. I know a lot of people already are diehards. They know everything you're talking about and more, and they can't wait for the next game. And for a lot of us, we want to learn about Mukhtar and Zimmerman and all these guys that hopefully are going to be here for a while and lead this group to a lot of success. We'll talk to you again down the road.
You guys take care. Thank you.
Thanks, Chase.
All right. And Chase, I know you've been on board. You're hands-on for all these games here. When is the next contest?
It'll be Sunday night, a nationally televised game on FS1. So we'll have a pregame for you at 6:45 on ESPN 94.9. Saw Drake last night at Nissan Stadium in the press box, so I got to talk to him for a little bit. And I will say this is obviously working the games and engineering the games. It's been good for me because I'm learning. You know, I'm able to ask questions, and because soccer is a sport that I just didn't know that much about. Obviously, I did some PA in high school. I played when I was 3 years old. That's really been my experience, and I've obviously watched the World Cup and all of that. But learning the differences between the leagues and USL games and MLS and this roster, it's been fun. So it's another thing that people in this city can learn. And I'll say this, and it's just fun being there and being able to see it, because the game is fun to watch.
When we come back, we'll talk more. Floyd Reese coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll get into Stephen Guskowski, Floyd's thoughts, and you may have heard it, whether it be on their show in the afternoon with Jared and the GM or some of the promos we're playing. You may have gotten a taste of Floyd's philosophy over the last few weeks about Jadeveon Clowney, where, you know, it's getting crunch time. Who's he going to end up going with, and what would you pay him? Floyd's got some strong opinions on that. We'll get into that at 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. We've got more coming on Darren Donick and Chase.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.